At least 27 people have died, and more than 100 older veterans and staff at the LaSalle Veterans Home have caught COVID-19. Other veterans facilities have not had such a hard hit from the pandemic. Republican State Senator Jason Berrickman says a deeper dive needs to happen.
The facts that have been reported suggest that there is a special circumstance at the LaSalle Veterans Home that we're not seeing elsewhere in the state, at least in other veterans' homes. It's a unique circumstance that requires a deeper look. There's been a lot of attention placed on this as a result of last week's hearing, but last week's hearing didn't really resolve the fundamental question of why are we seeing unique numbers there that we're not seeing elsewhere. In fact, the director of Veterans Affairs for the Pritzker administration suggested that these are just trends that, you know, are being seen in LaSalle County or in the community. And I think at first blush that looks not to be the case. I think we need to do a deeper dive there.
Governor Pritzker has suggested that the proper place is his own inspector general. Is that the place for it to happen?
I think we need an independent review there, Charlie. I think the public, to be certain that there's some transparency in what's occurred, suggests that we need an independent review, some third party that the public can have confidence in that is going to be above the fray in terms of making political assessments and political calculations, and instead just, focus on what occurred, what we know, and what conclusions can be drawn from that. I think an independent review is the manner in which we get the answers that people are asking.
What budget cuts do you think need to be made, and how deep do they need to go to balance the budget now that the income tax amendment to the state constitution proposal failed?
There's three parts to this equation. One is tax increases, which Pritzker proposed, the public rejected. One is cuts. I think that is a conversation we will certainly embark upon in the spring legislative session. But the third one, which gets no attention from the Pritzker administration, is how do you make reforms that allow our economy to grow, put people to work, grow our job base and our tax base as a result? I mean, that conversation hasn't even gotten lip service from the Pritzker administration, and I think it's critical. I think that the public wants to see us make those types of reforms. They want to see the state grow its economy. They want to see people moving here and job creators moving here, and that is a really important conversation to have. Governor Pritzker, thus far, all he's wanted to do, he's angry that his tax increase didn't pass. He's lashed out at the public. He's threatened that he's going to decimate state government. But again, I think that, Charlie, I think the public wants more on the reform side. I think the public is willing to do more when they see that the government acknowledges the work that we need to do. And thus far, they're not seeing it from Governor Pritzker.
Any reforms will take years to cycle into the economy. What do you think ought to be cut in the next year or two or three? And to even assuming that reform conversation or economic growth conversation happens, there will need to be steep cuts before then. What should those be?
I fundamentally disagree with the notion that reforms take years to enact. Pension reform, which has often been discussed, not by the Pritzker administration, pension reform is an example of a reform that is necessary. I think the public recognizes it's necessary, and there can be an almost immediate result from that. I think there's more that we can do to make cuts within Medicaid. We've seen expansive growth to Medicaid. It's probably the largest single expense of the state. When the state adopted the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, the belief then was that the federal government was going to reimburse us for all of the liabilities or costs that we incurred. The federal government's not doing that to the level that they once did in any way, and we continue to incur those costs. We've expanded Medicaid greatly. I think that's an area that you can look to. I think the entire bureaucracy of our state government continues to need a look and overhaul. I think the public expects us to do that. Bottom line is that there ought be no area, that no stone left untouched as we look at where we can cut the budget.
Many Republicans continue to be silent about who won the election and efforts by President Trump to undercut the legitimacy of the election. Does that harm our body politic?
Yeah, I don't think it's helpful, Charlie. I think that we have an election process. It's the democratic process. It relies on millions of people casting votes around the country and having confidence that the outcome yields a winner for which the public and the world can have confidence on. So I believe that President Trump has had ample opportunity to present facts and evidence in courts of law. And thus far, we've not seen that from him. And that duty, I think, rests solely on him to bring forward that evidence and bring forward the facts that suggest something other than what we're seeing. What I see is that that Joe Biden won the presidential election. The transition is in process. And I think President Trump needs to recognize that. It's past due.
State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington also says Democrats have a tough road ahead deciding who will be the next House Speaker and whether it will be the scandal-clouded Mike Madigan. Berrickman says Madigan will not go quietly. He says no Democrat has stepped forward who is a viable option, and most of the Democratic House members have remained silent and must be presumed to support Madigan, even though he doesn't appear to have the needed 60 votes. Berrickman says the decision on the speakership will affect a wide range of issues at the forefront of the spring legislative session, including navigating the pandemic, deciding how to distribute vaccines, passing ethics reforms, and wrangling the budget. Berrickman says he hopes Democrats pick someone Republicans can work with.